So we're up to the laws of Netilas Yadayim. We're up to chapter 160. Kuf Samach, Ezu Mayim Kishedim Ve'ezu Pesulim LeNetilo BoYutas Seifim. Which waters are fit and which water are not fit to be used for washing their hands? It has 19 subsections. Subsection 1. Mayim Shenishtanu Mar'eihem. The water that has changed its color. Bein machmas mekoimam, bein machmas dova shenofel l'toicham, whether it is because of their placement or it is because another item, something fell into them. Kegoin, as for example, shenofel l'toicham diyoi oy kumus, let's say ink or kumus. Kumus is another kind of a dye or something. Or yayin or wine, v'sheicher and beer. Vishinu mar'ehem, and that changed the color of the water. Pesulim l'netilas yadayim, that's unfit for washing the hands. Avol im nofal l'toichon ofor v'tit, but if sand and mortar falls into them, afal pisha achrum, even though they ruined the water is now muddy, it's cloudy or not clean. Kishedim, that would be fit, that's okay. K'moshi yisboyer, as will be explained later on in subsection 10. Lefisha gidl hamayim hu ba'ofor vitit. The reason is because water grows in the sand and the mortar. V'darkam bekach, that's the nature of water. V'ein ze choshuv shinoi, that does not constitute, that does not consider to be a change. V'im nishtanu machmas oshon oidover achar, if they change because of smoke or something else, pesulim, they are unfit. Avol im nishtanu machmas atzmon, but if they changed by themselves, I guess they sat for a while, kishedim. V'afilu nishtanu shinui hapoisel, and even if they changed into a change that would disqualify them, if later on they go back to their healthy, to their proper state, they go back to their status of kosher. I'm not sure what would be a shinui hapoisel, which means, let's say, the smoke or something else caused them to change, but eventually it evaporates and it comes back to water, that would be kosher. Subsection 2. Also, b'mayim melocha, if you do work with the water, oy sheshora b'hem pitoy, we're doing work with the water would be, you know, use it as a scale, or you washed off something with it, or you soaked your bread in it, Afilu niskaven lishreish b'kli zeh v'nofel lisheni, even if you wanted to put it in one dish and it ends up falling into another dish, into what you want to use for Netilas Yadayim, psulim Netilas Yadayim, they will be unfit for washing the hands. And the reason is lefi, because shekhsha odom oise b'mayim dover sheyesh loy tzorech boy, that when a person uses water for something that he needs, nasu kishevchim, they turn into like water. They are standing to be poured out. They are no longer considered water that you're going to use. They're considered water that you're going to shevkim, you're going to pour out, that you're going to not use anymore. You can't wash your hands with water that you are going to pour out. But if you had no intention to soak your bread, but just a piece of bread falls into the water, and they soaked in them, that's kosher. They didn't turn them into poured out water. He didn't use it. He didn't make it. So, yesh mishepoisel gam bazeh. There is someone that, some say even in that case it's no good. Yesh lo'akal b'divrei sofrim. We can be lenient because since we're talking about words of the rabbis.
Right. I thought of another case that wouldn't be acceptable if the water was used like to wash.
Oh, we're going to talk right now. We're talking about not even a clothes, we're talking about in subsection 3. Im hidiyach bahem kelim o yirokis. If you rinsed off dishes in that water or vegetables, psulim, they're not fit. Im hoyu kelim mudochim o chadoshim. But if you had dishes that were already rinsed or new ones, Or you had vegetables which already been rinsed and they're clean. That's kosher. That's not considered doing work. So to disqualify the water, that they should be considered water that's being poured out, because there was no need for it. Without the water, they were already clean. If you soak the vegetables in them so that they don't wither, they don't become spoiled. And same thing, if you put vessels that have been split during the summer month, kideshe is kavtsu, so that they should shrink together. So then that is a work, and that would be puzzle.
A vessel that shrinks
together? No, because apparently the water, maybe the cool water or something, causes them to reconnect. It's possible. Let's say you put in a dish that had water, wine in it, and you put it into the water to cool off the wine that's in the bottle. So that would be possible. If you place in them live fish so that the fish don't die, that's not called the work. Because the water doesn't impact them at all. It just saves them from death. So that water isn't considered worked with. They're also not called water to be poured out. If you put in an item that makes them an odor, a good smell, so that they smell well, that's kosher. They're not considered like poured out water, which is repugnant. The person doesn't. They made it lucky. They made it smell good. In this case, he intended to prove the water, so it gives him a good.
But you said a dye was put into the water to help the fish live.
No, not a dye.
Oh, I thought you said that.
No, if you put in some sort of a that makes it smell the water good. Subsection 4. Imamayim bikeli sheyesh boy shnosus. If the water is in a keli that has shnosus, shnosus would mean marks on the keli, because the way the people would know how big a piece of it is, they would see the water up to which line it goes. So that's how they would weigh, that's how they would know the amount of meat. The water goes up, you put in the, you fill it up, you put in the piece of meat, and then you fill up the water till the shnosis. Then you know the weight, how much meat it is. That's considered doing work with the water. That'd be disqualified for washing hands. But if you know the weight of the water, so there's another way of making it, like you have on a scale. So you have a pound of water, okay, and then you weigh opposite it, but you're not using the water itself. And that way you didn't do the work in the water, but you just scaled, you measured against them, you balanced it against them, that's okay. Okay, we'll do one more sif. Sif hey. In Hidbil Bahem Hanachtu Mesagluskim. If the baker dips in them the pastries. Half a pishlinishtanu mareyim. I guess after he finished baking, he dips it in there. Maybe to put on something, but even though the look of the water has not changed, they're disqualified. But if he, instead of dipping the pastry in them, he puts his hand, he dips his hands, and then he just wipes down the face of these pastries, or you filled up with your with the palms, rift up. So the rest of the water that's in the keli It was not done melacha. She tefillos yod b'meinu kriyim melacha ad she'idichem b'hem. Because just putting your hands in there is not called work until you wash them in them. But just picking up the water is not considered work in them. V'hu shoy melachos tchila. Provided that his hands were that the water wore dirty in the beginning, the fichach shem l'nishtamareim. That's what they would be kosher. So if it were a clean water and now you put your hands in, you made them dirty, then it would be no good. But if they were dirty to begin with, the water was dirty, and you just picked up your hands, that would be okay as long as the color didn't change. But if you rinse off your hands from the dough that has been attached to your hands, it's disqualified. Even though there's no change in the looks of the water. Yes, Emrim, and others disagree. They say Shadochas Yadayim Eina Chashuv Melacha Lipsul Amayim Tilus Yadayim. That's not considered work that would disqualify the water for the Tilus Yadayim. Kim Shayas of Reitzubam Gamkin Little Yodov, because now he wants to wash his hands also. What does he want to do? He still wants to wash his hands. So it's the same task. That'll be okay. Su Melacha Eina Mishum Shevchin El Shem Shunustanu Meteres Mayim Kshenasim Bameiz Melacha. The reason why we disqualify, we say when you do work the water, it's not that that makes the water into dirty water, shayfchin, but it's just because they are no longer got the level of water when you did work with them. But just by rinsing off your hands or washing with your hands, I mean, according to the second opinion at least, when you will rinse your hands, and washing with your hand, that didn't change it from the water as far until Sidaim. It doesn't make it into Shoivchim, so it'll be okay. So that's according to this idea that says, there would be no problem with using the water that your friend washed. So let's say you wash your hands, and you put a bucket underneath, and you want to use that same water to wash your own hands. So there would be no problem, not lam chavedim, niskav matabakili. The only reason is if the water has become tame, if he did not pour a reviz at once. And the second waters would only clean the hands that are on the hand, but not in the bucket, so then that water would be not clean. But if you pour one reviz at once, she'en kan mayim tumeim klal, mutar. There is no tamidic water at all. Because once you put a reviz, it doesn't become tummy. So therefore, you would be allowed to use the water beneath it. But its main ruling is like the first opinion, the dafki ksharbo v'chamish noitlam ka'achas, chashuvim ki'yacha adachas in cheshim shumlocha. That it's only when you have four or five people that will take wash together at the same time. So I guess even though you have one underneath the other, but it's washing together, so then we don't consider it that the water has done a job. So let's say you pour a reviz, let's say you have everybody has their hands underneath each other, and you pour it all down. So even though it's coming from the top to the bottom, then we don't say it's considered one melacha. But other than that, we do worry. So if one person washed his hands and then it went to the keli, you can't use those water again to wash. You cannot. It's prohibited to wash your hands with water that your friends has used, that they were received below him in a vessel. Even if he poured the reviz at once, the reviz, so the water is not tomei. Because you did work with him. What? Work? Because they cleaned the hands they washed the hands for achila and they became shevchim. I'm a little bit surprised over here because he says that melacha is not in the parenthesis. I'm not sure exactly, but in the parenthesis he said that there's a separate prohibition. But here he says, in asav melacha, they become shevchim because of that. So that's actually the second opinion.
Yeah, because I thought the first opinion said you could use it.
No, so in other words, there's also a difference between the first and second opinion, What happens when you use water? When you use water, is it a separate prohibition or it's part because it becomes shevchin? First opinion holds it becomes shevchin, and the second opinion holds that it does not become shevchin, and that's why you can use the water again. Yeah. So, but he rules like the first opinion, and you can't use water for that. All right.